You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
We're back. You're listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, president and founder of Manager Mentors, along with my partner, David Carson, from the UK. Welcome back, Dave.
Well, thanks, Rainey. Just before the break there, we were talking about the difference between coaching and mentoring. And just to recap, we thought we'd give you our philosophies on mentoring and coaching. Now, what we believe mentoring is, it's about building a trusting, transformational relationship, promoting the sharing of personal experience and the transmission of knowledge and insight. The result is a relationship creating a developmental learning environment with opportunities for both mentor and mentoree to stretch beyond his or her boundaries within a safe environment.
And we believe that coaching really is about development in the sense of it's about acquiring skills. And it's focused usually on what's going on currently in the job. And the focus of the coach is to get that person to develop expertise in a specific area. So its focus is on skill acquisition and knowledge acquisition as opposed to the overall development of the individual.
Absolutely, Rennie. And also remember that coaching is something which managers must do for all their staff as required part of the job. It also takes place within the confines of the formal line manager-employee relationship, although peer coaching within work teams is increasingly common. Again, coaching is job-focused, focuses on developing the individual within their current job. The interest is functional, arising out of the need to ensure that the individual can perform the tasks required of them to the best of their ability, and the relationship tends to be initiated and driven by the individual's manager. Of course, the relationship is finite. By that, I mean it ends as individuals move on to work in other jobs under other line managers. Of course, coaches can also work independently with clients, helping them to enhance effectiveness. Coaches can also work with individuals and groups to reinforce or change skills and behaviors. And coaches always work with an agenda set by the client.
Compare that to what we believe mentoring is about. I mean, informally, managers will sometimes mentor their own employees, but that tends to be more unusual and very selective. Whereas formally, in a formal program, the mentee's manager is never the mentor. Generally, the mentoring relationship takes place outside of the line manager relationship. It's career-focused and focused on professional development that is usually outside the mentee's area of work. There is a personal interest on the part of the mentee in terms of what they want to work on in addition to what the company feels the mentee should work on with regard to the relationship. It's initiated by either a mentor or by the organization, generally speaking. It crosses job boundaries, and the relationship lasts for a specific period of time, usually 9 months to a year.
Do
you want to share some information about the Institute of Personnel Development?
Well, I will do, Rennie. I mean, it's interesting, some of the figures and statistics here in the UK. And we have an institute here in the UK which is geared at the HR profession, the Chartered Institute of Personnel Development. And in the UK, they reported in a recent training trend survey that what they call the newer training methods are rising in popularity. Coaching by line managers, for instance, now used by 88% of the respondents, and 72% using mentoring or what they call buddying schemes. Now, this is encouraging for those involved in the provision of coaching and mentoring, and of course it should be for those on the receiving end of these development initiatives. But still, you know, Rennie, there seems to be confusion on the differences of mentoring and coaching. And I mean, even among practitioners, this is problematic. And I think this can cause real problems. I think if there's no understanding on the differences between coaching and mentoring, I personally think reputations can be damaged.
I agree.
What about careers, Randy? Do you think they could be derailed in some way?
Absolutely, because what happens is that somebody focuses just on the coaching component and misses the whole opportunity of what the mentoring relationship is all about. And I think what you find often in mentoring that you don't find in coaching is a mentee will say, my job here was enhanced, or I'm staying with the company because the mentoring relationship has been so powerful. You don't often hear that set of coaches because, again, coaches are more focused on acquiring skills and knowledge as opposed to development. You know, and this is a problem when HR people don't know the difference.
And that's right. But, you know, the thing is, Rennie, there is no doubt there is confusion out there. I mean, let's give you an example. Julie Hay writes in her book, Transformational Mentoring, others confuse mentoring with other methods, such as coaching or counseling. And, of course, yourself, Rennie, commented in your article, Understanding Coaching and Mentoring, which was published in Training Zone 3 years ago. Even human resource consultants use the term interchangeably. So maybe they don't even know the difference.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, when I talk and when you talk to HR professionals and companies that are exploring mentoring, the first thing you have to do is begin to define coaching and mentoring so they have a better understanding of what the differences are so they can apply the right solution to what the issues are. Sometimes coaching is more appropriate. Other times mentoring is more appropriate. But if you apply the wrong solution to the wrong problem, you really won't solve the problem at all.
That's right. Exactly. But, you know, Rennie, why is it that I'm so concerned after getting it right? Well, partly it's because I value both coaching and mentoring, and I have benefited from both over the years, as I expect you have and our listeners have. But it also, from a commercial point of view, in that I think it's really important for me to explain to prospective clients the differences and the benefits of both in order to meet client expectations. But the question is, Rennie, what happens when it goes wrong?
Well, if it goes wrong, what happens is people become very dissatisfied. I mean, I have an example of a company that I dealt with where they wanted to launch a mentoring program, and they had asked me to come in and do kind of a survey of what exists in the company. And really what we discovered was they had coaching schemes, but they were calling it mentoring schemes. And the feedback you would get from people who were in those programs is, I never saw my mentor. My mentor gave me homework. It was a lot of work. It wasn't any fun. And I think that those schemes really didn't work. So what we came in and we launched a true mentoring program, and now what we get for results are people talking about the value of the relationship, the importance of having this, how their careers have been enhanced, how they've decided to stay with the company longer because of the experience they've had with the mentor. And mentors themselves have said, this is such a better program because I'm not burdened by a lot of responsibility that exists in any other program. So I think that's just one example of how things work. Before we get much deeper into this, though, I believe we have a guest on the line.
Hi.
Robin. Hi.
Hi, Rennie. Hi, Dave.
Matters.
Well, I'm really interested in what you guys have been saying, and I think it's obvious what mentorees get from the relationship. But I'm kind of wondering, you know, what do mentors get out of the relationship?
Well, that's an excellent question. Mentors in the, and again, Dave may have something to share about this, but what I have found in talking to mentors over the last 18 years is many of them always indicate that they got a lot more than they had expected out of the relationship. And sometimes they actually say they feel guilty because they think they got more than the mentees did, which is really not true. But what they have found is that they gain a validation of who they are in terms of being able to listen to other people. They get validation of their own experiences and knowledge they bring to the table and share with the mentoree. And they get a great deal of satisfaction in being able to know they've assisted another person in their development. Dave, have you found the same kind of stuff where you are?
Well, exactly the same things, Rennie. In fact, we just run an evaluation with a program we run for the City of London Police, mainly a diversity program, but we use some of the senior police officers as mentors. And they had some fantastic feedback for us on the program. And one of the key things that came back was they actually forgot what people had to come through and getting through the ranks and navigating the culture.
Yeah.
And I really believe that that learning experience from them is going to be fed back into the system. And I think it will have a fantastic impact into new entrants into the police force. I don't know what your thoughts are there.
Absolutely. I also find that's also the case where we have diversity in mentoring, that often mentors, since they tend to often be majority individuals, tend to feel that they really get an understanding of the issues being faced by diverse employees within the company. You know?
Absolutely.
Robin, was that helpful? Did we answer your question? Did you have a follow-up question of any kind?
Oh, absolutely. That was helpful. It really is a win-win situation for both the mentors and mentorees, it sounds like.
Great. Thanks for your call, Robin. Dave, we need to wrap up shortly, but any final thoughts you have with regard to this whole issue of mentoring, coaching and mentoring and so forth that perhaps we haven't addressed or we want to emphasize?
I just think sometimes when some people see a difference between the UK and a USA model of mentoring.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And really, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, it's not my experience, I have to say. And when I see the evidence of this, it doesn't really hold water. You know, some people say that the American model is more geared at career progression and sponsoring. Well, you know, when companies call me in the UK, the number one thing on the list is that they want mentoring to help with their staff's career progression. So, you know, are they thinking American? Is that possible?
Yeah.
And the other thing about sponsoring, a lot of people think that the American model is geared at helping people to get into new jobs. Now, you and I both know the model that we run to, that's key, that's not the responsibility of the mentors, is it?
Right. Absolutely. And I found actually doing mentoring, you know, as you have across Europe and so forth and involving people from all over the world, that the mentoring models that we use and the best practices we use apply across all those areas. I think that mentoring, if it's done right, will work in all circumstances. It just needs to be done right. People need to understand what they're doing to make sure what they're implementing is mentoring and not coaching. And another way maybe to explain it is that, you know, coaches do not necessarily mentor, but mentors also coach. That's one big difference as well. Okay, well, we need to take another break already. But when we come back, we'll talk about informal versus formal mentoring, and we'll get to more of your calls as well. Stay tuned to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. And don't forget to email us at eradio@management-mentors.com.